I'm very pleased to be back at University United Methodist Church. I've been in and out of your building and your congregation for various reasons over the years, including joining you for worship, so this is a special opportunity for me to share a few thoughts on a topic I will call the mystery of walking on water. For the traditional Christian, the story of Jesus walking on water to reunite with his disciples in their boat is another example of a miracle through which he displays his power over the forces of nature. For the modern person, the story is contradicted by what we know as laws of science. Quite simply, it couldn't have happened as reported. So does it really matter whether it is miracle or metaphor? For me, I simply believe Jesus is Lord. So I prefer not to debate whether miracles are real or not. I believe in science, but I also believe that Jesus had extraordinary powers. Hence, I see this walking on water more as a mystery than a miracle. A mystery not open to my understanding. My faith in Jesus is not diminished by seeing this experience as a mystery. For me, the mystery is actually not about Jesus, but about his disciple Peter. Seeing Jesus as a ghost on the water, his disciples in the boats are terrified. After Jesus tells his disciples to have courage and not to be afraid, Peter bites at the bait and says to Jesus, "If it is really you, order me to come out on the water to you." As an aside, let me say I personally identify with Peter, even though my mother tells me that I'm not named after the disciple. Like Peter the disciple, however, I'm more than an average risk taker. A week ago, I was on Keuka Lake in the Finger Lakes and out in the canoe by myself on a calm weather day. As I was paddling along, I spotted a beautiful butterfly which landed briefly on the front of the canoe. Then it lifted off and flew next to me. I raised the paddle to see if the butterfly would land on it because I didn't want the moment of enchantment to end. As it inched away, I stretched out a bit further. And the next thing I knew, I was in the water as the canoe capsized. Now let me return to Peter in the gospel story. After Jesus beckons Peter to come out to the boat and join him, Peter at first is said to walk on the water to him. The key point here is that Peter initially had enough faith to keep him hovering above the waves. Then Peter's sense of reality sets in, and down he goes. The forces of gravity result in a big splash. Just as I had been entranced by a butterfly and forgotten the rules of nature, the spell was broken for the disciple. The mystery of momentarily walking on water is that our faith challenges us to do extraordinary things, even when it doesn't make rational sense. My experience on walking on water was measured in seconds. Peter's, no doubt, lasted a little longer in time. The good news here is that when our faith falters and we splash into the reality of our daily lives, the hand of Jesus is there to pull us out. My guardian angel told me to put my life jacket on, even though it was a calm weather day. And so I was able to get back to shore without further incident. For Peter, he had Jesus to grab him and bring him into the boat. While I embarrassed myself by coming back fully clothed and fully drenched, Peter had to endure the chiding of Jesus when he said, "How little faith you have. Why did you doubt?" The mystery of walking on water simply comes down to having enough faith to do extraordinary things. We get so mired in business as usual that the possibility of mystery is lost on us. We get so mired by playing by the rules, accepting the status quo, dwelling on our perceived limitations, or being risk adverse, that the possibility of mystery is lost on us. However, it is not faith in ourselves. It is the self-confidence that we are not alone, that we can rely on God to call us out of our normal way of doing things and then to be there when we fall down, when we hit the water and sink, perhaps all the way to the bottom. It's the voice of God that speaks a word of encouragement when our fears of failure or our terror of taking risks prevent us from doing what needs to be done. I like the Good News Translation use of the word courage to describe the admonition that Jesus throws out to his disciples when they see him on the water. The vision is there, the call to action is given. We need to take courage and step out. Because of my work at Welch Terrace, I've come to realize that the higher power is really there for persons with addiction problems. Even though alcohol and drugs can take control over our life, the higher power is very real for those who surrender to the mystery of God and his power to reclaim you. I've seen up front how believing in this mystery enables people to overcome the barriers to living a full and meaningful life. The possibility of embracing God's mystery is available to each of us, whatever our challenges are. Peter was faced with an existential situation of a personal nature. He let his doubt about the power of Jesus hinder his ability to do extraordinary things, like walking on water. But the story is not just about one person and his challenge of faith. He's representative of the disciples in the boat who were terrified by the vision of a ghost. I know that University United Methodist Church is today, with your fellow Methodists in the city, challenged in an existential way of doing the impossible. I'm sure most of you feel that consolidating 8 congregations into one urban ministry is impossible. Some of you may, in fact, see your situation as getting out of your boats and trying to walk on water. You may be fearful that by leaving your boats, that will only cause you to sink further into troubled waters. But it's not enough to call upon Jesus to row your boat. It's time to get out of the boat and walk on water toward a new shore of possibilities in our city. I understand that some of you may not be able to walk on water. You may need to try swimming. And some of you may need to hang on to the side of the boat, the lifeboat, as it moves toward the shore of new beginnings. God will be with you on this journey. In summary, just like Peter, we need to jump out of our boats, the places we feel safe or comfort zones, and engage the mystery of walking on water. Walking on water to help transform our church and our city. And when I say our church, I don't mean just the Methodist Church. The Catholics, the Lutherans, the Episcopalians, the Presbyterians, and other Christian bodies are in our city in the same sinking boat. We need to work together in our mission for others to see Jesus walking on water, whether it is a miracle or a metaphor. So let me close by sharing a musical adaptation of our theme, The Mystery of Walking on Water. I hope it rocks your boat a bit and reminds us all that we can find God's grace in our personal lives and in our church. Thank you.
I know for sure it's got me so secure. Yeah, I got faith, that's why I hold on, cause I'm an alien, I'm about to phone home. I'll be long gone, see your hard times, have a joy, love, peace. Take my word for it. Hey, I'm the prey, but you can call me Crayola. Not because I'm in the kitchen whipping up the soda, but because I'm here to paint a vivid picture for you. I know